Well, it's been a busy first week for Donald Trump. He's called for an investigation into voter fraud, signed executive orders, met with automakers, pledged to cut regulations, said waterboarding works, jump-started the Keystone XL and Dakota pipelines, just to name a few things. So how are Trump voters reacting? We're joined now on Skype by Rich Heidel of Hobart, Wisconsin, just outside Green Bay. He's active in his state's Republican Party and voted for Donald Trump. So, Rich, give us your report card. How are you feeling?
So far, speaking not only for myself, but probably legions of others, I think we're very, very pleased with what President Trump has done. I think perhaps much like your New England Patriots, no one can run a ball fast enough, kick a ball straight enough, or throw a ball far enough for the avid fan. So no matter what Mr. Trump does, it's good, but probably not enough.
Well, first of all, my sympathies to your Packers, but many people would disagree with that, though, that right out of the gate, he made a lot of fumbles to continue. And the continued squabble over how many people came to his inauguration or how many popular votes he lost by, don't you want to see your president and the man you voted for rise above those things? Weren't those missteps?
First of all, I don't know that they were missteps. Personally speaking, again, I could care less. I'm all about the future of this country. I'm not about counting heads on the mall in Washington on Inauguration Day. I am about the executive orders, the directives that Mr. Trump has promulgated in the first 6 days or so here.
Well, let's take a look at those. Do you worry about spending? Estimates of up to $15 billion for a wall on the border at a time when fewer immigrants are coming across and Mexico is not going to pay.
I don't necessarily buy either one of your statements as being truth. I do see the wall as a national security item. And in my view, national security is right at the top of the list of governmental responsibilities.
Well, according to every accounting, there are fewer immigrants coming across. I'm imagining that some people feel that any are a problem. But also Mexico has said, and Donald Trump has said, that at least initially now Mexico is not paying. Does that worry you? That was a pledge.
No, it does not worry me at all. What does worry me, though, has been the rate at which immigrants have been coming across the border. This border is a sieve. This border has been non-existent. And I don't frankly care who pays for it, but we have to address the responsibility of the government.
Yeah. What about the pledge to drain the swamp? Many of his cabinet appointees have been criticized for things like, well, Steven Mnuchin up for Treasury Secretary made billions off the 2008 housing crisis. His education pick, Betsy DeVos, her family donated $200 million to the Republican Party. Tom Price for Health and Human Services, accused of buying stock in companies that he was then legislating favorably for. Now, these people may be voted for, but this is the kind of swamp activity that Trump promised to get rid of.
Well, he did promise to drain the swamp. I guess to all of the examples you just provided us with, I've got two words, Hillary Clinton. You know, being associated with money is not in and of itself a crime. What is wrong is what you do with it or what it does to you. The mere fact that people have been successful, that they're knowledgeable, that they've accumulated personal wealth or they know people of personal wealth is not an indictment on anybody in this country.
Okay. Well, what do you make of the women marching this past weekend, many wearing the pink hats, who cannot wrap their brains around a man as president who boasted that he grabbed women's genitals, especially if they didn't, you know, ask him to? I mean, do you have daughters? Is that something that nags you?
No, it does not. I'm married. I have a daughter. I'm also a male. And I know what goes on in locker rooms. But I also know what went on in the Oval Office 20 years ago, too. And if we were to compare one against the other, there is no comparison.
You're talking about the Bill Clinton scandal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Rich, what is it that you would like to see, if there's anything more, from the man that you voted for in the Oval Office? Is there something that you're sitting there saying, what about this?
Well, as you know, Robin, I guess in a week from today, I suppose President Trump has stated that he will be making his Supreme Court appointment to the public. I think we have, 10 issues. Most of, not all of them, have been unresolved. We've got health care. We got terrorism. We've got a $20 trillion national debt. There's immigration. There's a military strength. There's jobs in the economy. Second Amendment rights. I'd be hard-pressed to put any one of these at the top of the list. I think abortion or pro-life is right up there. This speaks volumes as to what a society thinks about the most defenseless members of it. So, as I said at the outset, I don't think Mr. Trump can kick a ball far enough, throw it straight enough, or run it fast enough to keep people like me happy.
Mm. And you feel he's done all three, though. Are you proud?
I am proud, yes. I'm greatly relieved, too.
That's Rich Heidel, a Trump voter from Hobart, Wisconsin. Rich, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate your time and your ears.